bit were a collective of definitions that came out from the North American Task Force, where they tried to say we had spastic dystonia, dystonic hypotonia, and rigid hypotonia. Given that I have my serious concerns with the word hypotonia, I tend not to have taken this approach. And I don't think this really helps, because what you talk about, velocity dependent with the catch, when a threshold is exceeded, what is this threshold? I think the big challenge you have, okay, is that when you start putting definitions that depend on so many features, and not all of the features are related to abnormal muscle activity, there is a problem. The definitions are very hard to apply and measure. So they say no abnormal ranging position, velocity dependent increase in hypertonia, that means I presume stiffness, with a catch. And trying to find a catch hasn't been easy. In all our research, we find people are very bad at identifying catches. We talk of dystonic. There's a fixed posture. To me, is dangerous. Again, they talk about posture that can vary with state of mind or attempted movement. Rigid hypotonia, you can't move the limb at all. So just be a little cautious. This definition of splitting it didn't actually, in my view, help with either clinically solving a problem or from a treatment point of view, identifying whether your treatments were working.